It's the Big Wake Up Call. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and it is that time we head on over to the World News Center to talk about things and stuff with Bill McCormick. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you this bright and kind of wonderful day?
I'm feeling a little bit brighter than I am wonderful.
All right. We've got all sorts of fun stuff to talk about today.
Great.
So we jump right in. Have you all been paying any attention to the Squid Games?
Now, I was just reading all about it. I thought this was an actual game show they're playing, but turns out it's a drama series.
Right. It's a scathing look at capitalism from a South Korean point of view. Basically, if you don't pay your bills, you can get them wiped out. If you play a game and if you lose the game, they kill you.
I also learned that they're talking about the prize money in this game and that South Korean won is worth like 0.00008 U.S. dollars.
Yeah, the won is not worth a whole heck of a lot, although it's still a legitimate currency.
Yeah.
And speaking of currencies, this group of guys put together a thing called the Squid Game Cryptocurrency.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Now, there were red flags all over this thing. I personally have been working with a cryptocurrency company, and there was like all these safety protocols we had to go through to get everything, you know, on right. It had to be a verified currency that was backing it. You had to, you know, you had to have like a Wall Street rating on it and all sorts of stuff. So the people I'm working with are doing it great, and I've already cashed a couple of checks, and they cleared my bank. So God bless. We're moving on with that.
Now, why are you getting into cryptocurrency?
All right. Without doing an advertising thing here, I was hired by a South Vietnamese company to create a fictional universe based on their NFTs, their non-fungible tangibles, which are individual, unique items that you buy that are attached to a Bitcoin or a cryptocurrency.
All right, we can just skip ahead on this because I don't get it, and we don't want to spend the entire time explaining it to me because I'm a dummy.
Yeah, and just put it this way: they give me money to create funny things, and then I take the money and I go pay rent with it.
Okay, well, works for me, and clearly works for you.
Yeah, I'm pleased. Anyway, so they set up this cryptocurrency, and there were red flags all over this place. There was actually spelling errors on the website. there was no attached crypto like Bitcoin or Solana or any of the major companies that actually deal in this and have. They tell you exactly how many units of cryptocurrency are available for each block and so on and so forth. None of that was done with this. It was just buy into this and you'll get a Squid Game cryptocurrency. And
well, what makes it a Squid Game cryptocurrency? Is it like branded with Squid Game? Does it have like colorful Squid Game icons? How is it?
It had colorful Squid Game icons.
Okay. But how does that matter in a virtual currency? Why would you need that?
You don't. Like NFTs and non-fungible tangibles that I was talking about, those are specific images that are attached to cryptocurrencies, and you can add as much or subtract as much cryptocurrency as you want with your NFT. You pay whatever the going rate is, and you're good. With this, it was just blocks of cryptocurrency that they were making available, all under the Squid Games banner. Even the people I was working with are like, just stay away from this. Do not put your money into this. It's a scam. It's a con. It's horrible. And people in legitimate financial magazines were like, this is a con. Horrible. Get out of it. Don't do anything with it. Well, $2 million worth of other people's money got invested in this thing anyway. And once they cleared the $2 million mark, the website came down, their bank account disappeared, and these guys are in the wind.
Nice.
And nobody knows what to do about it because they never said you could sell the cryptocurrency. You could only buy it. So it was not a tradable currency like, the one I'm working with.
Then I don't understand why. Is it just for the novelty factor or to say I own Squid Game cryptocurrency?
Yeah, I guess. But it's a currency that's valued at $0.00.
So why don't I just flush my money down the toilet?
That would probably be more effective and it would probably be better for the environment.
Jeez. Now, we should point out this has nothing to do with the producers of the Squid Game or Netflix or anyone legitimately related to the series.
Oh, no. They were very upset that their name was being used in conjunction with anything commercial without their permission or a license being issued. The problem they have with the Squid Games, and this is where we get into, it's a big round world we live on, but it's not quite all interconnected yet. South Korea has one set of copyright laws. North America has another set of copyright and trademark laws. Mm-hmm. And the show is broadcast in South Korea, Britain, the European Union, England, and America and Canada primarily. And then there's other versions in Japan, Brazil, Puerto Rico and different places.
Now, is it on Netflix exclusively globally, or is that just a U.S. license for Netflix?
I think it's just U.S. for Netflix, because they've got a couple of different things that when you go to their website where you can watch it in different countries.
Okay.
But that's where they ran into a problem, is they needed to get all those people together to take legal action against these guys, and by the time they got done putting that together, these guys were gone. They just disappeared into the wind.
Gosh, it's almost as if you shouldn't invest a lot of money with people who just have a questionable, skeezy website.
Yeah, that would be my advice to people, but no one listens to me anyway, so here we are. Yeah, but they lost $2 million is a lot of money.
If you would like to give money to this show, we will use it for good purposes. So if you feel like you have received good entertainment and would like to, you know, have an advertisement on this show, then by golly, we would love to accept that.
You know, and hell, we'll even read them out loud like the old days, you know. Come on down and get yourself some cigarettes. They're good for your lungs, according to 3 out of 9 doctors. we'll make it happen for you.
Once again, that was just an example and a parody. We are not advertising cigarettes.
No, we are not. And I've been smoke-free for almost 3 years now, so.
Very good. Nice. Yeah.
And some good news that doesn't involve nicotine or zap. It has been confirmed that Linda Carter is returning for Wonder Woman 3.
Really? That's good.
She's been actually, I didn't realize this, but Gal Gadot finally released a statement saying that Linda Carter has actually been there as a consultant for the Wonder Woman character and for the movie since before they shot frame one of the first movie. She's been there all along. And, I guess Patty Jenkins made that happen, and so Carter's been involved with this in the background of it all the way along, and of course at the end of Wonder Woman 1984, she appears as Asteria, who created the golden armor that Diana wore mm-hmm. in one of the scenes, and now they're bringing her back as Asteria, an eternal immortal, and I don't know what they're going to do with that, but it should be a lot of fun. I know Linda Carter said she's really looking forward to it, and I know Gal Gadot said she's looking forward to being on screen with one of her idols again. So everyone's happy about that, and that's a cool thing. We love happy people who do happy things.
Do we know when Wonder Woman 3 is going to take place?
They haven't even finished the script yet, so oh, okay. No. They're working on it. They, from what I've heard from some of the people that have been nice enough to talk to us off the record, they're really spitballing a bunch of different ideas around on this one, because Wonder Woman 1984, as much as it was a fun movie and did really well for the franchise, it was more of a group hug kind of movie. It didn't really have, there wasn't really a discernible villain. You really couldn't feel, you weren't really mad at the guy who was the bad guy, because he was just this guy who'd been dinged by life so many times and he was trying to do good. And it's like, you can't feel sorry for the bad guy and for the good guys all at the same time and come out the movie going, oh yeah, that was exciting, because you just feel bad for everybody.
Okay, how about a crime syndicate headed by Darkseid and Gorilla Grodd?
There you go. Now you're on the right path, and I don't know if that's what they're going to do or not, but they are looking at some a little more iconic villains. I have not heard any names drop, so I will not guess and drop names here. But Wonder Woman does have a plethora of good villains from her title, and of course she's crossed paths with villains from the Superman and Batman universes. So we'll see what they come up with. It should be interesting.
Okay.
Moving on, we've done DC, let's move on to Marvel, because Marvel's later today, after this show, Marvel is dropping a trailer for the new Moon Knight movie starring Oscar Isaac.
So I'm not familiar with this.
You're not alone here. Moon Knight was rated, and this is true, the 149th best comic book character of all time.
Okay, then.
On Wizard Magazine. I mean, we're not talking 100 or top 50 or something. It's like, whatever. It's IGN, the network rated it as the 89th greatest comic book character, and it's below Gorilla Grodd. It's below other ones like that.
It's an honor just to be listed.
Yeah, at some point, they're just listing everybody, and if you got released commercially, you're on the list.
Okay.
But yeah, let's just say that it's not a top 100 comic book character. There was not a hue and cry from fans to make this. Now, Al Grant and someone at Marvel did tell me this. Hey, there was nobody out there banging for Guardians of the Galaxy to get made. And, James Gunn turned that into a masterpiece. And I'm like, yes, but you were relying on a group. You had an ensemble story. You had different people that people can get involved with. Here's where Moon Knight, it becomes really weird. Whereas for Guardians of the Galaxy, for example, it has four characters that you can get involved with at different levels. Moon Knight has one guy who happens to be three people. He has a dissociative identity disorder, or he's commonly known as schizophrenia. Boy, this is a really weird story to tell. I mean, it's like, I have no idea how they're going to do this. Basically, the story is around a guy named Mark Spector. He's the son of a Jewish rabbi. He was a former Marine and CIA operative. He became a mercenary. He's having mental conflicts about violence and morality and all this lot of stuff. During a job in the Sudan, he got ambushed by a fellow mercenary. Then that ambush attacked and killed an archaeologist. And Mark Spector was able to save the archaeologist's daughter, but then he ended up dying in a tomb for the moon god Khonshu. You follow me so far?
I absolutely am not, and I don't understand what they think the audience is for this.
I don't know. Anyway, Khonshu, the Egyptian moon god, resurrects him, turns him into the Moon Knight, or he is to be the warrior for the Moon's Knight. He's going to be the Moon's Knight. Get it? Get it? He's going to redeem his life of violence by now protecting and avenging the innocent. But when he comes back, he now has two alter egos. Besides being Mark Spector, the one we all knew and love and who died, he also now becomes a businessman, Stephen Grant, who parlays a lot of stuff into millions and millions of dollars, kind of like a Bruce Wayne. But he also becomes the taxi driver, Jake Lockley, who drives around the city listening to people talk and tries to get intel, you know, he tries to find out what's going on the streets without actually infiltrating anything, you know, just kind of surreptitious knowledge. And they've done a lot of retcons on this guy. It started out that all of his personalities were purposeful personalities. Then they were like, no, it's a dissociative identity disorder. Then, no, it's caused by brain damage. Then it was caused by his psychic connection to Khonshu. Remember him, the guy who turned him into this? And on and on and on. And he doesn't really have any super...
I can't get Submariner, who I think more people have definitely heard of.
Yeah, and I've told you before, the reason you're not getting Submariner, well, you weren't getting Submariner. Let me correct that. Because that has suddenly made it onto the list of, there's a post-it note with Submariner on a wall now, which there wasn't even that before.
Well, good.
Then that's going to probably come out because of the Eternals, which I still have to see. I've had absolutely no desire to see the movie. It's like, I see fans really loving it, but I'm not. I never really liked the comic book that much. It was just too wandering for me. And 10 characters in 2 hours, each of whom has their own backstory.
Right.
Strikes me as they're throwing a lot at the screen there.
Well, and there's a lot of exposition and info dumps.
Yeah, and they make a joke about one character is not the real Superman. So they're doing jabs at DC, and it's like, I don't know, do I really want to see this?
Well, hey, come on. Don't you remember the first time we met when such and such did this? A lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it that's what it's going to have to be, and I'm not a big fan of that. Whatever, I'll probably, you know, Tim and I will probably go see it just because it's a superhero movie, and that's kind of what we do. But Moon Knight has me completely baffled, because there's literally, and I'm a member of several comic book related sites. I talk with different people, different professionals, people who have been doing comic books. Like I'm friends with one guy who's been drawing Spider-Man on and off for like 30 years. You know, so these people are pretty plugged into the industry. And in fact, the one guy I was talking to, he's like, one guy who's been working in the industry for, you know, decades. And I was like, man, did you see this coming with Moon Knight? And he's like, I forgot we were releasing Moon Knight. I forgot it was a comic. Forget about making it into a movie. And that's a guy who actually works there. it's one of those characters that people, it does really well when you bring it, like he's been in some of these Spider-Man cartoon episodes. And he's been in a couple of other episodes, and he looks really cool in a video game. As a bonus character, as an extra character, he's cool and mysterious and fun. But wrapping a two-hour movie around this guy just has me completely baffled. And for one brief moment in history, for God knows why, he was an actual Avenger. But I think at some point, it's like being a member of the punk band Pigface. Everybody's been a member of the punk band Pigface.
Well, I think, you know, for any interest in that movie, you're going to have to loop in a crossover with some other characters.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it. I mean, they're saying it stars Oscar Isaac, and then it stops. They don't talk about any other people in the movie or, you know, what's going on. And, you know, it was created in August of 75, and it's been – he's come in and out of different things, you know. It is what it is, you know. It's just not one – it's one of those characters that I think is really interesting. I mean, you know, for the psychological end of it and all that other stuff. But that requires, like, if they said they were making this into a 10-episode television show, then I might be interested, you know, because that's something that would work. Now, they're saying this is, like, for Disney Plus. Now, the way it's being presented is that it's a movie for Disney Plus. But if they break this out and make it into a few issues, then it might be interesting, because then they're going to be able to get into who this guy is. And it would be kind of weird having someone who is clearly mentally disabled is your hero, you know, then there's some representation that hasn't happened before. And that end, then I would be happy with it. But if they just plug it in like Joker, you know, where it's just like, oh, he's got a mental illness, it's okay if he kills a lot of people. No, you know, you just can't slough that off. And you can't just say, oh, you know, he got brain sick, he's allowed to kill people. Now brain sick people kill people. Uh-huh. Because I suffer from depression, and believe it or not, I'm 60 years old. I have yet to kill people at random. I have just not walked down the street and started killing people at random. It just has not crossed my mind to do that.
I mean, I have suffered from depression, but I still maintain my anti-murder policy.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't need anyone to tell me not to murder other people. I've kind of figured that out all by myself. And
well, what a great thing to end on, talking about murder. So let's go to worldnewscenter.org, BillMcSciFi.com, at BillMcSciFi, at Big Wake Up Call. Bill, thank you as always. We will talk next week.
All right, my friend, you take care.
Bye.